I solemnly swear that I will faithfully, diligently, and impartially execute and perform the duties required of me as a member of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, and will well and truly obey and perform all lawful orders and instructions which I shall receive as such.
The Queen's Men. For the first time, authentic stories of the world-famous Royal Canadian Mounted Police. Tales of men who, for almost 100 years, have helped to keep peace in Canada. The Queen's Men. The Queen's Men, true stories of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. Names have been changed for family protection. And now transcribe The Queen's Men.
What was that you were asking, Constable?
Well, I was just wondering, Sergeant, which type of criminal do you find the worst to deal with?
Well, that's an interesting question. Come to think of it, there's one advantage to dealing with a criminal. You know where you stand. In my opinion, the worst of all to deal with is an informer.
Informer, huh?
Yes, they're tough. You can't ignore their information. Often they're right on the inside track, and they save the force weeks and months of work. But you're never sure just who they're double-crossing. Criminals have their own code of ethics. Informers have no ethics at all. Take that fellow Latouche, that case in Quebec City.
Oh, I don't think I know that one.
Well, I wasn't sure about the details until Inspector Templeton, who was on the case, told me about it afterwards. This fellow Latouche came into the inspector's office one day looking very tense and nervous.
Well, what's this about, Mr. Latouche? You wanted to see me?
Yes, Monsieur l'Inspecteur. I'm worried. I have some information.
Good. Let's have it.
Monsieur, it's not good information. It worries me, but I must tell you... You see, I am on the side of the law and order.
I'm glad to hear that.
I run the Latouche Photo Engraving Company on Saint-Thérèse Street, monsieur. And at times, they are bad. There are no orders, and my creditors, well, they are not wanting to wait.
Yes, these are not the best of times. Go on.
Well, this morning, a gentleman came to visit me. His name is Monsieur Griladoux, and he has to see me on a matter very confidential. You see, I have a good reputation... and a skilled engraver. And he say how he hear I am the best. And he want me to make an engraving for a $10 bill.
You don't say so.
That's the truth, monsieur. Of course, I refuse right away, naturally. And this man, Griladoux, he insists and offered to pay me any price I ask. I refuse again. And he become angry. Because he want good work. And only me in Quebec can do engraving so good.
Then what happened?
Then, monsieur, I think of something. I ask some questions and tell him I take it over. I found out Griladoux, he intends to return someplace near Le Pont, where he says he's got special paper to make the $10 bills.
Did he say when he was going to Le Pont?
This afternoon, he said. So then I make up my mind to tell the Mounties, and I come to see you. And here I am.
Mr. Latouche, what you've said is very interesting. And maybe of great importance.
But that is what I hope, monsieur.
The thing for me to do is to try to nip this conspiracy in the bud. May I enlist your help, Latouche?
Oh, by all means, monsieur. I'm delighted. I believe in law and order. And I do not like counterfeiting.
Yes, yes. Now, tell me. Do you think you could get in touch with this man, Grillado, again?
Oh, yes. He's come to my place tonight for my answer.
Very well. Tell him you'll do it. Go ahead and start the job for him. Whatever he wants. Meanwhile, find out all you can and report to me the minute you've got anything.
Oui, monsieur.
I'll get my men to work on it right away. That'll be all for now, Latouche.
Yes, sir?
Send Constable Willis in right away, please.
Yes, sir.
I think we will fix those crooks, Monsieur Inspector.
I hope so. Thanks for your information.
Good morning, officer.
Good morning.
And goodbye for now, Inspector.
Well, he looks pretty pleased with himself, sir. Who is he?
His name is Latouche. I'm just not sure what he is. Calls himself the best engraver in the province. He's just informed and a suspected counterfeiter.
Is that so?
Excuse me a minute.
Yes, sir?
Give a message to Sergeant Blake, please. Tell him to take Detective McGinnis with him. Keep an eye on all trains leaving Quebec City for La Pont.
Yes, sir. How soon?
Right away. First have them contact a Mr. Latouche, photo engraver on St. Therese Street, for a full description of a man named Grillado. You got that?
Yes, sir.
Grillado is the man they're to watch for. That's all. Now then, Willis.
Yes, sir?
I want a full check made on this engraver. He gave his name as Henri J. Latouche. Here's his address. I want to know everything you can find out about the man's past. Everything.
Right, sir.
If he's on the level, we may be able to stop a flood of phony money hitting the market. Drop whatever you're doing. Get to work on this right away.
Report on Henri Latouche, sir.
What'd you find?
Not a thing in the way of a past record. As far as his business practices are concerned, anyway. He's got a clean bill of health.
Nothing suspicious anywhere?
No, sir.
Good. Now we can steam ahead. He just phoned to say he'll be in a couple of days with more information. What about the train to La Pont, Constable?
Only saw one character who fitted the description, sir. A sort of farmer-looking fellow who boarded the train carrying a bundle.
What size bundle?
About, like so, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Why, it could have been a ream of paper.
You got a look at him?
Oh, yes, sir. I'll know him again if I see him.
Oh, Constable Willis?
Yes, sir?
Will you step into my office, please?
Oh, yes, sir.
I want to show you something.
No. Morning, Latouche.
Good day, officer.
Have a look at this, Willis.
$20 bill.
It's only for practice.
Yes, as you can see, it's still unnumbered.
Pretty good, though.
Mm-hmm. Mighty good.
Grillado, he is not satisfied. He wants me to open up the lines. The imprint, it is too heavy.
Oh, he's out to do a good job, huh?
Looks like it. Also, Latouche says that Grillado has moved his headquarters from La Pont to the outskirts of Quebec City.
Do you know where he's located, Latouche?
No, monsieur. That I do not know. Grillado is being very careful.
We don't want to clamp down until we find who Grillado is working with. On the other hand, we certainly don't want to get him before these bills hit the market. Latouche, do you know when he's planning on really going into business?
No, I do not know yet. But when the time comes, then I will be the first to know. And then, Monsieur Inspector, you will be the second to know.
Well, Constable Willis, have a look at the latest development.
Gosh, a 50.
And it's pretty nearly perfect. This could be passed into circulation with very little danger of detection.
Latouche brought it, did he?
Yep, this morning. Also brought the news that Grillado has taken two other men in with him. They've moved their headquarters right into the city.
Well, what do you think, sir?
Well, I think the time's come to bring them all in. I've been hesitating to do it. We want to be sure we've got the head men.
Oh, yes, of course.
Because if we don't, if we only arrest the underlings, we've tipped our hand and killed our chances of getting the ringleaders.
On the other hand, I judge from the look of this 50 that they're nearly ready to go into production.
Yeah, and they aren't fooling about it. When this stuff hits, there's going to be plenty of it all at once. Well, we can't let that happen.
So what's your plan, sir?
I'll get Latouche in here and tell him the time has come. He can lead us to his associates. And the sooner the better. Heavens, man. What's the matter with you?
Monsieur Inspector, you work too fast.
Certainly we work fast. We have to if we're to break a conspiracy like this. It's time to bring these men in.
But, Inspector, that's the very thing not to do.
And why not?
Me. I would be suspect right away.
You're under police protection. They can do nothing to you. Besides, we'll have them all in custody.
But perhaps you will not have all of them. I think maybe there are more in the bunch than just those three.
What makes you think so?
I just suspect.
Inspector.
Have you seen any other men?
No.
Heard them mention any other names?
No, but Monsieur Inspector, I still do not know where the hangout is.
You know they're making these bills?
Yes, but I do not know where they are making them.
You're sure of that, are you?
Oh, I'm very, very sure, monsieur. I would not lie to you.
We'll see about that. You're sufficiently in their confidence to get your hands on these phony bills. It seems to me you must have a pretty good idea where they're operating.
But I have not. No idea at all. My word of honor, monsieur.
I see. But you did find out that they moved into the city.
I think they have.
And I'm giving you an assignment. And that is to find out where those men are and where their presses are.
But how can I find out?
You've managed to find out quite a bit so far. You're in a good position to get the rest of the information. I've never been quite sure about you, Latouche.
Oh, monsieur, you do me an injustice.
Maybe. At any rate, here's your chance to prove your good faith. I plan to make an arrest. I want to make it within the next few days. If you're on the side of law and order, as you keep saying, then I order you to appear here no later than Wednesday with the information I want. That's all, Latouche.
Sir, I just can't believe it.
I refuse to believe it, Willis. I refuse to allow him to slip through our fingers like that.
When did you tell him to report back to you?
Last Wednesday, a week and a half ago. Not a word from him, not a sign.
It looks like he got cold feet and ducked out.
Well, he kind of ducked far. I want Latouche brought in, Willis. Quebec City isn't all that big. He wouldn't have left town. You say his engraving shop is still sitting there intact?
Well, yes, sir. All locked up, but nothing appears to have been moved out.
And he's in this city somewhere. It's your assignment, Constable Willis. Take whatever men you need and go hunt him out. Start with the taverns. Put a watch in his shop. Hand out his description to all the men. And instruct them to keep on the watch for him.
Hello? Hello. Are you there, sir?
Yes. Who is that?
Well, this is Constable Willis, sir. We finally located him.
Latouche?
Yes, sir. In an East End tavern. McGinnis and I have been watching you for a couple of days. And we heard he was hanging around here. Well, we just picked him up, sir. Sorry to bother you at home.
Perfectly all right.
I thought you might want to see him right away.
I sure do. Bring him straight down to headquarters. I'll head down there myself right away.
Right, sir.
Did you have any trouble taking him?
Oh, no. He's acting perfectly on the up and up. Glad to be of assistance, he says.
Yes. He's certainly been very cooperative this week. Watch him, Willis. I think he's up to something.
Latouche.
Certainly, officer. You do not need to treat me as though I'm unwilling. Good evening, Mr. Inspector. I am pleased to see you again.
Where you been, Latouche?
I have been getting more information for you, monsieur.
Ah, you don't say so. Well, you've been doing a remarkably good job of keeping it to yourself. I thought you were going to report to me.
Yes, monsieur. But then I thought it wiser to disappear. I thought I was rousing their suspicion. And I deliberately kept away from you in case I was being watched. But you will be pleased, Inspector. I have come across news. Big news. Tremendous.
All right, never mind the adjectives. What's the news?
Something big is going to break very soon. I have found that the whole case, she has assumed international proportions.
What do you mean by that?
Grillado and his two friends are not the bosses. They are only, underlings. They are toys in the hands of big-time crooks from the United States.
Is this on the level, Latouche?
My word of honor, monsieur.
Who are these big-time crooks?
That I do not know. I do not know yet. But I know it is so. And that things will break before long. And then I will know.
When?
Soon. Very soon. Look, I will show you what I now have. I have been saving it for you. Here. In my inside pocket. You see?
Say, that's a perfect-looking $100 bill. Have a look, Willis.
The denomination keeps going up.
And the organization keeps going on up, too. Me, I am in strong now. They want me to straighten out the lines and fix the numbers, and then I will find out where they are.
So you still don't know?
Not yet. But be ready, Inspector. Things, they are coming to a head.
In just a moment, we'll return for the second part of this true story of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, the Queen's Men. And now we return you to the Queen's Men.
What do you make of it, sir?
I don't know what to make of it. Latouche has us in the palm of his hand, not knowing whether we can trust him or not. He demands that we leave everything up to him.
Well, he did try to promise and get you the information about Grillo's location.
Yeah, that was a week ago. He hasn't dared disappear again. He knows we're watching him.
Well, if he's telling the truth, well, he has to go carefully. He said that Grillo is having financial arguments with his other two partners. Now, there's going to be trouble.
I'm getting fed up with his dark, mysterious hints of trouble and things are going to break. I want some action.
Well, perhaps we put a close watch on Latouche. Follow his every move. We may find out something a lot faster.
I'm afraid of doing that. He's too slippery. If he suspected we were following, we might... Yeah?
Constable McGinnis, sir. I'm phoning from Quebec Hospital.
What is it, McGinnis? You're all right, aren't you?
Oh, I'm fine, sir. But there's a fellow down here that isn't. Name's Grillo.
Grillo? You mean the counterfeiter, the one we've been after?
Yes, sir. I was notified by city police and came down to identify him.
What's happened to him? Is he dead?
Yes, sir. Run down by a fast-moving car. According to Henderson of the police, it looked deliberate. Car didn't slow down, hit him, went right over him, and kept on going.
Report to me as soon as you get back to headquarters.
Right, sir.
Well, some of that trouble Latouche has been predicting has taken place. Grillo's two partners have taken a very decisive method of settling their disagreements.
Did him in, I gather, sir.
Yeah. We're going to take some decisive action, too. Go find Sergeant Brent. Tell him to get in here right away. Sit down, Sergeant. You heard what happened?
Yes, sir. Constable Willis has been keeping me posted.
Good. I won't have to waste time bringing you up to date, then. The tentacles of this counterfeiting syndicate seem to be spreading every day.
Yeah, it looks that way, sir.
What appeared to be a simple routine investigation is developing into one of bewildering growth. Willis and McGinnis need some help. I'm putting you on the case, Brent, starting now, because you're the most experienced man in the outfit. You also know how to go at a thing directly. I've decided we wasted enough time.
Well, I know what I'd do first, Inspector.
What's that?
I'd like to call Latouche in here and find out once and for all what he's up to.
Well, you've always been very good at sizing people up and getting information. Go to it, Sergeant. If anyone can do it, you can. How long have they been together in there, Willis?
Half an hour, sir. Sergeant Brent must be having quite a conversation with him.
Oh, yes, that Latouche is very keen on conversation. He's probably talking his head off and saying exactly nothing.
Here they are.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Latouche.
And thank you, Sergeant. It's been a great pleasure talking to you. You will remember what I said, about Monday?
I certainly will.
Well, Inspector, he squealed. We know where the counterfeiters are hanging out. I think he's known about it for a long time.
I suspected that.
Probably got started on this business of informing and then got scared.
Yeah, I'd sure hate to be an informer after seeing the way they dealt with Grillo.
Well, where are our men, Sergeant?
They're not in the city. They're in an old farmhouse on the little island of St. Marcel, about 30 miles up the river.
Do you think he's telling the truth?
Yeah, partly. I don't think he'd dare to lie to me about the location. I can check up too easily. But there's something fishy. Today is Saturday, and Latouche kept urging me not to arrest the two men until Monday. Said I'd find them at work then.
Why wait until Monday?
Exactly. I'd like your permission to take Constables Willis and McGinnis and start making immediate preparations to land on them tonight.
By all means, go ahead.
Constable Willis, will you notify McGinnis immediately?
Yes, Sergeant.
We'll all want to be heavily armed. I'll arrange for a car to pick us up here at 9. Have a motorboat ready at the shore to take us to the island. We'll make the grab about midnight. You men managing to keep dry?
Yeah, we're doing fine, Sergeant. Good thing we brought our slickers, though. This is a heck of a rain.
I hope there'll be some lights on when we get to the island.
Yeah, there's a small lighted buoy. I got all the landing directions pretty clear. Half a mile walk after we land, and the farmhouse is within sight of the road. I think we can keep our bearings all right.
The plan when we get there, Sergeant, is for me to take the back door. Is that right?
That's right. McGinnis and I will go in the front. The two says there's no lock on the door, so we'll creep up on it quietly, and when I blow my whistle, we'll all go in.
Right, Sergeant. This must be it.
Yeah, it looks right. Get around the back, Willis.
Yeah. Give me time to get around.
All right. You still there, McGinnis?
Yes, Sergeant.
Oh, have you ever seen such a black night?
Not in a long time.
Hey, be careful going up in the porch. Looks about ready to cave in. Okay, you ready?
Ready, Sergeant.
Let's go. Come on. Lights!
Okay.
Come on, you men. All right.
There they are. Hey, Doctor, what is this?
Hey, who are you, men? What?
Lights.
We're members of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. Come on, you two. Get up.
Police? But, monsieur, you are mistaken. We are just a fisherman.
Yes, you can shelter from the rain.
Then what's this printing press doing here?
Printing press?
Yes, yeah, strange equipment for fishermen.
Excuse me, Sergeant. Another man in that bunk up there.
Is there? Come on, you, wake up.
Who is shaking me? What? Mon Dieu, what are you men?
Royal Canadian Mounted Police. You're under arrest, all three of you.
Arrest?
Come on your feet. Get up, get dressed, all of you. Make it snappy.
Oui, officer, but our clothes are in the next room.
All right, Willis, escort these men to the next room. Keep a watch on them.
Okay, Sergeant. Come on, I hope you got raincoats. Wouldn't be wanting you to catch cold after all the show you caused
us. Sergeant Brandt.
You too, Latouche. Get into your clothes.
You arrested me, too?
Certainly. It'd look funny, wouldn't it, if we arrested the others and let you go?
Ah, certainement. Yes, I see. But, Sergeant, you have just missed the other two.
What other two?
The two big bosses from the United States. They were here this evening.
Have they gone back across the border?
That I do not know. I did not know they would be here. Oh, I'd have told you.
Oh, yes, I am sure you would. Well, there's nothing we can do about it at the moment. I'll talk to you when we get back to the detachment. Now you better get dressed. I want to search this place before we go back.
Well, Sergeant Brent, that was a nice piece of work you did tonight.
Well, thank you, sir, but I'm not so sure.
Well, why do you say that? You've got your men safely locked up, haven't you?
Well, we got two of them. Willis is bringing Latouche to your office right away, and we'll see what information he has for us. But according to what Latouche told me earlier, we only caught two small fish. The two big ones got away.
Who are they?
Oh, big operators from the States, the heads of the counterfeiting ring. They were in the house with the others this evening, but we missed them.
Did you get their names?
No, but we'll find out from Latouche.
Here he is, sir.
Come in, Latouche.
Yes, Inspector. I congratulate you, Sergeant Brent, on your cleverness on arresting me tonight, along with Rousseau and Lefebvre. Of course, you do not intend to keep me here, I'm sure.
That depends. Where's the rest of the money, Latouche?
The rest of the money?
There was only $15,000 of the counterfeit money in that farmhouse, all in tens and twenties. Where are the fifties and hundreds? They must amount to a tidy sum.
That is what the two Americans were there for, Sergeant. They took the rest of the bills away with them. Over $60,000.
Why did they take all the high denominations?
Because they are the big bosses.
I see.
You know the names of these two men, Latouche?
Indeed, I do, Inspector. Yeah, I will write them down for you. Unfortunately, I do not know where they live or where they are at this moment. But if you plan to release me, I think I can soon contact them for you.
How?
Well, if they hear that Rousseau and Lefebvre have been arrested, and myself too, but that I escaped from jail, then sooner or later, they will get in touch with me.
How will they know where to get in touch with you?
I think they will seek me out on the island. I will stay there and wait for them.
What if they've already skipped the country? When they hear of the arrest, it's possible they'll never come back.
Oh, that may be so, Monsieur Inspector. But sooner or later, they will release those $50 and $100 bills. And I think they will seek out my engraving talent again, too. In my humble opinion, gentlemen, I can do you more good on the outside than here behind bars. And I am most eager to help in whatever way I can.
You wanted to see us, Sergeant?
Yeah. Sit down, Willis. McGinnis.
Thanks.
You released Latouche, I hear, Sergeant.
Yes. But before we released him, we laid out a plan. We're going to keep the island under constant surveillance in the event of the two Americans show up again.
You really think they will, Sergeant?
No, I do not. But Latouche is most anxious that we should maintain our watch on the mainland. And so there'll be a watch kept on the mainland. But it won't be us. We three will be posted on the island.
The island, Sergeant? Well, what do you expect to find there?
I don't know. But we're going to keep strictly out of sight, and we may be there for a long time. On the other hand, it may take no time at all. I just want you to be prepared.
So
Sergeant?
That was a stroke of genius. What I'm curious about is how you knew.
I didn't know, Inspector. I just suspected. I suppose it started when I first talked to Latouche. And then my suspicions were roused even more when I questioned the other two, Russo and Lefebvre.
But you said they refused to divulge anything at all.
Yeah, so they did. But there was a... Well, a strange look of surprise came over their faces when I asked them about the two Americans. They glanced at one another in an odd way, and one of them shrugged his shoulders. That was when I got the first hint that perhaps there were no Americans.
And you and your men caught Latouche in the very act of digging up the $60,000 in counterfeit money.
Yes, sir. He had it buried near the barn on the island, and I knew if my suspicions were correct, the money would be on the island somewhere, but I had to wait until he led me to it.
A very clever fella.
He sure is. Of course, now that we've caught him red-handed, both Russo and Lefebvre have admitted that Latouche was the boss.
Didn't want to inform him before in case he might get them out.
That's right.
Well, what a crafty and ingenious plan. To use the mounted police right from the start to cloak his own counterfeiting activities.
Well, he was perfectly willing to sacrifice Guillado and have him arrested when the right time came. Who would doubt Henry Latouche? Confidential police informer whose work with the mounted police had brought Guillado to justice.
And Guillado must have found out what he was up to, and Latouche had to get rid of him. By running him down in a car, he could accuse the other two of the crime.
Yes, after first having informed us that they were having arguments. Well, Inspector, I'll tell you this. Latouche has made things very difficult for future informers.
And that proved to be the case. There was quite a let-up for a while on the inside tips we'd become accustomed to.
Yes, I would think so.
Counter-espionage is a dangerous game. It takes a lot of brains to get away with it. But men like Sergeant Brent are specially trained to deal with that type of character, as Henri Latouche found out, to his cost.
Queen's Men, authentic stories of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. Music under the direction of Sidney Torch. Script and adaptation under the supervision of John Adaskin. Produced and directed by Harry Allen Towers.